The Devil's Advocates radio show is broadcast under a time brokerage agreement between Devil Radio and Civic Media, Inc. Some portions of this program may be pre-recorded. Warning! You are about to listen to the greatest radio show ever, and due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. Now live from the Civic Media Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning, welcome to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
And now, here's your hosts, Dom and Crute.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates radio show, the Friday edition, a happier, happy hour. Rolling into it. Not time for your fish fried. Not yet. Not you, Gary. You got some work to do. And the rest of you as well. Join us. 844-967-2789. It works for phone calls. And it works for the text line. You can text us. We appreciate when you do. But Dom, like MTG, like Marjorie Taylor Greene, I'm going to be a little self-centered for a minute. I was besmirched via meme this week. I had the honor of meeting the esteemed MyPillow CEO and former crackhead, Mike Lindell. Self-admitted, I didn't just heap it on there. He said it to me during the interview I had. And I met him at all the places in the world. Well, probably the only possible place in the world where I would meet MyPillow CEO, Mike Lindell. At a Trump rally in Waukesha, Wisconsin. The only places where our worlds converge. And I did point out, you know, I found him charming. If all he was doing in life was out there marketing the My Pillows on Hannity or OANN or whatever, if that's all his intent was, you know, he's a hell of a pillow salesman, working the rope line, working the crowd, lots of people.
The defamer who's being sued by Smartmatic and Dominion. That guy, too, right? Yeah, the guy who losing all his money and got kicked out of the warehouse.
Well, that's the drawback.
Didn't it's pay his bills on Fox News when they stopped running his ads for a little while. Yeah, that guy.
Well, now I've lost my point, but thanks for playing, Dom. what was my point then? Here's the point. So anyways, I took this little selfie of me and Mike Lindell, and then I did a brief interview. And then I played some of that for the audience, mostly the Mike Lindell talking trash about Robin Voss, talking trash about Mike Lindell. That was the interesting part. That was the newsy part. I even shared that with Marley at the Post. But I shared with the Twitterverse, Dom, and you know I'm good for about one tweet a business quarter, right? I don't mean at Devil Radio, not you, not the greater show, because as a presence, you tweet often. But less so this cat. And I put my picture, this selfie picture of me and Mike Lindell. And I said, you never know who you'll meet at a Trump rally in Waukesha. And then I encourage people to listen to the greatest radio show ever. And I, you know, labeled who my exclusive was with Mike Lindell, former crackhead, CEO of MyPillow. Join us 3 to 6. And you often do. You find people. And then some guy who I'd never heard of, Gary Peterson, at Gary Peterson USA, well, he changed the truth of that fine moment, that moment in history, Dom, and somewhere they altered the photo of me and Mike Lindell. And I really didn't look any worse for wear, per se. You know, they, like, added a fuller beard to me, sort of a, I don't know, just like a full beard. I don't have a full beard. And Mike Lindell was turned from, you know, a guy with pretty good hair. I will say that about Mike Lindell. I had to admire the guy's hair. Didn't look like a toupee. Looked like, you know, he's got great damn hair. But they turned him into zombie Mike Lindell. And maybe it's the fact that people were, you know, genuinely concerned for this man's health. Like, Put down the crack pipe, Mike. I saw that comment often on Twitter, but it traveled. It somewhat went viral, Dom. Over 6 million views on the original posting, to the point where you sent me a little correspondence this morning. A second-tier PolitiFact sort of an organization had to set the record straight about my posting on Twitter because it had been appropriated and turned into something viral.
You're a victim of AI, Crudy.
Apparently I am. I'm not sure if I'm for or against it. Went far, far, farther than the original posting of me and Mike Lindell ever did. So anyways, it might still be traveling out there in the Twitterverse, Dom, but as fate would have it, it's not true. It's not the true. I mean, this is a face you can trust. This face says truth, justice in the American way. Unless I'm shining the dimples, that might be an indicator I'm going to, you know, BS or ball bust a little bit, Dom. You know, that's part of being an American, part of my truth. But I'm always trying to be honest with the people, Dom. And I don't know. Do I feel like I've misled the people? Because the fact check. I mean, the fact
somebody
check.
Somebody else can take your picture and do whatever to it. I mean, you are absolutely honest and forthright in your postings, as you always are.
I've never heard of this source either. Where did you find this? Kuchkar, someone had to send this to you.
Oh, man. You know, a Google word, whatever. So if the Devil's Advocate comes up on Google, you know, I get some notification. And usually there's just someone referencing about, you know, the concept of a Devil's Advocate.
So you're...
But this one was actually literally, was literally about the Devil's Advocate. Like, wait, what? So I had to send it to you immediately. A fact check from leadstories.com.
Fact check, photo of Mike Lindell and Crudy at Waukesha, Wisconsin Trump rally. It's not real. Digitally edited. And then they've got it over the top of us, edited photo. In a photo showing a haggard Mike Lindell posing for a photo with a Trump rally goer in Waukesha. Authentic question mark? No, that's not true. This photo has been digitally edited. The original photo shows a smiling Lindell posing with liberal Wisconsin. It says radio station owner. That's not currently true, but I am Mike Crute, and they spelled my name right, Dom. The altered image was posted on a political satire account. That's the Gary Peterson at Gary Peterson USA guy. And at least 9 areas of the photo had digital edits applied, including the faces of both Lindell and Crudy. The images appeared in a post archived here, published at Gary Peterson US on the X, that's what they call the Twitter now, people, on May 2nd, 2024. Now, Gary captioned it, meeting Mike Lindell at the Waukesha Trump rally must have been what it was like to shake hands with the Apostle Paul before Christ took the stage at the Sermon on the Mount. A little biblical reference, Dom. And that's what the post looked like on Twitter at the time of writing. Now, Dom, you've posted the side-by-side, the original, unedited, Crudy, right, authentic photo, and you posted the altered, digitally altered photo. So, again, go to the Devil's Advocates page. But here at the lead story, they did point out I was wearing a Devil Radio t-shirt. The logo on the t-shirt of the man in the foreground for Devil Radio, short for the Devil's Advocates Radio, owned by Michael Crute. Lead Stories, that's the source time. Again, I've never heard of this. Checks the X account of the Devil's Advocates, and the unaltered photo archived here and pictured below was posted there May 1st, 2024. Comparing the faces in both pictures, it became apparent the details have not simply been retouched. I didn't use a filter. You got a face like this, you don't need no filter.
That's natural beauty, baby.
But the faces of both men were merged with alternative photos where they each have a slightly different facial expression. And in the case of Crute, a different beard style. I know, I didn't mind, but why'd you add an additional beard on? It's like filled out my beard.
Rudy, and of course, you can't grow a beard like that. So it was interesting to see you with a actual...
I'm not clear.
Old man's beard.
I didn't mind that full beard look AI'd on my face. And I've never actually tried to grow a full beard. Like, I've grown a Fu Man, and I stopped there, and I've always shaved it. I might start this weekend.
I think you should.
I think I look good in the AI edited photo. Less so for the haggard Mike Lindell, though, right? He looked horrible. Here is how the Devil's Advocate's radio post was captioned on the formerly named Twitter. You never know who you're going to meet at a hashtag Trump rally. Tune in today at Devil Radio, 3 to 6 p.m. We're a three-hour show now, if you hadn't noticed, folks, for Crudy's exclusive with my pillow guy, former crackhead Mike Lindell.
Glad you articulated the former crackhead part. Did you hashtag it? No, you didn't. Okay.
I didn't former hashtag. Crackhead. I should have. I might have gotten more attention to the post. Anyways, Lead Stories contacted the holder of Gary Peterson's X account through direct message on May 5th. They referred to several of the small changes in the background of the image in their response. You can rest easy. Good sir, Mike Lindell has happily not started dressing like a late-night horror host, although I don't know if I trust Heckle and Jekyll, Dr. Richard Kimball, and the Patriot Cat in the background. They've added more stuff to the photo, Dom. They inserted Dr. Richard Kimball. Isn't he a murderer?
Accused murderer. I think the one-armed guy actually committed the murder.
Oh, that's right. Was that the smoking guy? That's a different one, right? In the follow-up message, they, the Gary Peterson account, they admitted to the fact they're a political humor and a satirical character. Yup, Gary is a political satire character. I'm a YouTube comedian, but a lot of the movie is movie-based, so I created Gary to have a lot of fun with the political humor. Yeah. I feel a little violated.
Yeah, you know, how do you feel about that, Gary? Your image being used like that, I mean... Good thing they didn't, you know, put you on a naked body or
what's
something.
What's next, revenge porn? It's not me, baby, I swear. That's AI. Thank God AI didn't exist, because you know Joe would have been using that as an excuse in college. No, baby. No. AI. That's not another girl. That's AI.
Wasn't me.
Folks, we're the Devil's Advocates. It might have been us.
You never know.
But I did not alter that photo. I only put out unfiltered, authentic Crudy when I'm hanging out with former crackhead, MyPillow CEO, Mike Lindell. Unaltered. Until now. More Devil's Advocates. Get the unfiltered, the unaltered. 844-967-2789.
The Devil's Advocates, the fix for political junkies everywhere.
Yeah, thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. We're going to go back to the lines, airing of the grievances. Time to tune you in. Mike from Muscadet, you are up. Welcome, Mike. What do you got today?
Yeah, he bought the Trumpster. He can draw a crowd, can he? That Expo Center was just cranked.
It was.
I was there.
1,200 inside and probably 2,000 outside. I guess he probably drew at least 3,000 or 4,000.
The guy's a good man, I tell you. He knows how to work the crowd.
And when you say good man, does that include the rape, Mike? Or how do you define a good man?
Well, he's better than Sleepy Joe, I can tell you that, or Wake and Bake Kamala Harris. They can't draw flies.
But that makes them bad people versus the rapist in chief and Donald Trump?
That makes them fakes.
Makes them fakes? And Donald Trump's the real deal with it. The orange skin and the hair? Donald Trump's the real man to you, Mike?
He's the orange man. He's the orange man. He's our next president.
Really?
Love you guys. Take care.
All right. You too, Mike. Appreciate it, man. 844-967-2789. He was the president. I don't know if he'll be president again. We'll have to wait and see.
I am concerned. I will tell you, I came away from that Trump rally on Wednesday in Waukesha concerned in that. I mean, there's a lot of guys like Mike at that Trump rally. They are... all in for their guy. The enthusiasm level through the roof for Donald Trump. Hell, man, they're wearing the jerseys, the T-shirts, the hats. the underoos. They got it all. They got it all. The bumper stickers, the Confederate flags with the Gadsden's on them. They are in their element. They are thriving. They love their guy. Doesn't matter what you accuse their guy of. They're never going to believe you. It's sad to say, although I think this trial is going very well in New York for the prosecution, Steve. Now, the defense, Trump still gets to put on his defense. I'd love to see him on the stand. But here's what I would tell you. I think if Donald Trump is not convicted, I think he could win re-election. If he walks away from this like the Access Hollywood tape, stronger, I think, quite frankly, he could win re-election. I think it's a very important trial. And I think not for the Mike from Muscadets or all the Goombas I talked to out in that parking lot. I'm talking about for the independents, for the peoples that maybe I could use a tax cut. I hear the tax cuts are expiring. I want more tax cuts, right? The traditional Republican selfish bastards that would just kind of consider themselves voting their own.
We're not already going to vote for him anyway. I don't know where, win or lose, Donald Trump loses voters in this regard. Maybe if there's guilty, but I don't know. It's hard to see it.
What if he's vindicated? What if not guilty? Totally vindicated. I told you it was a fake trial. It was a witch hunt. It was whatever. People saw through it. Uh-huh. And there is no other trial coming down the pike, dude. Not that I can tell.
Nope.
So the American people would be left with the impression, those that don't really pay attention, one prosecution, if the prosecutors go 0-1, Trump very well could be our next president. That's my fear. I always wanted the January 6th trial. I always wanted the insurrection, because it's hard to prove that to people that don't pay attention unless there's a trial and evidence placed out there for the American people. And there were too many Republicans during the second impeachment. Too many Republicans were willing to accept it and say, that's for the criminal courts. Remember, that was Mitch McConnell's reason to acquit, because the criminal courts are there for that. Yeah. Well, I don't want the future of our republic, democracy, to hinge on a hush money case about a playmate and a porn star.
Don't you mean a voter deception and business fraud case?
I know those that would readily dismiss the fact that you can call Donald Trump a rapist without saying alleged or my opinion. I mean, that would get you sued for defamation if it weren't true.
and this is the part I love about it. You nationalist Christian conservatives embracing this guy, and he will be eventually, history will bear itself out. And guys like Gary, I know Gary to be a good Christian man, but you're embracing the antithesis of what it is, to my opinion, to understand your religion, folks, to be a good Christian man. It is exactly the opposite of everything you claim you want, and you're fervently there supporting this guy.
I thought that Jesus embraced the sinners and the whores.
Yes, I do. At some point, history is going to rear its head, and you're going to be on the wrong side of it. And now you lose whatever moral authority you thought you may have had on any particular topic when you support the rapist, when you support the fraudster, when you support go down the list of all the things. The guy who's engaged in his the Russian that we talked about, the Russian thing, right? His Kalimnik and Manafort, this from back in the reporting. In the investigations on the first time around, these things happen. These are facts. We can't argue about them. We know what went down. We know that Kalimnik gave internal polling data to his Russian. Kalimnik was the Russian. Manafort gave it to Kalimnik. We know these things to be true. And Manafort's still floating around. That the character of the guy, you go from A to Z, and all the things that have happened. This isn't just about, hey, this guy came in and he's an outsider, and now the establishment is trying to get him. No, man, he's a con man. And his entire life is coming to fruition. It's evolving right in front of us. The things that he has done are slowly, slowly, slowly catching up to him.
Have you considered they've already discounted the MAGAs, the Mike for Muscadets, the Garys. They've already discounted the Russia collusion thing. All that's been discounted. They've already set all that aside. And my only fear is, dude, you know, Trump has got so many outrages, so much criming, so much grifting, yeah, right. so much corruption. It makes you take your eye off the ball. There's only one thing that's important right now, and that is the trial going on in New York. That very, very important. I mean, it's so important. I hear Donald Trump doesn't even want to leave the courtroom to use the bathroom. Very important. He's been wearing a diaper to court. It's being accentuated by our friends over at the Lincoln Project. Maybe we'll bring you the new ad. He's monetizing the Trump diaper.
He's got his own brand?
Apparently so. It may be AI. We'll find out.
We'll see. We'll see.
Come back. Devil's Advocates, it's a happier, happy hour. The world depending on Donald Trump's outcome in court, perhaps.
Nah.
And whether or not that diaper holds, it could be trouble.
Warning, listening to the Devil's Advocates may expose you to opposing views.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, the Friday edition, a happier, happy hour rolling through it. Won't be wasting time watching the Bucks games this weekend.
Oh, talk about a grievance, man. Terrible.
Oh, man. We haven't had Giannis for the playoffs in two seasons, dude. Fire another coach. That's what I'd do. Dom Cam is out there putting me and Mike Lindell in a variety of places. He's texting him in. That might be inside a cage in Abu Ghraib. I'm not sure. Also, I believe he's got us like at a, you know, like a arcade. No one I'd rather play arcade games with than former crackhead Mike Lindell. You know, I appreciate when the people make contributions. Steady Eddie put one on. I can see it now. Trump's golden diapers. Bigly. Well, in case you haven't heard the latest contribution from the Lincoln Project, I'm not clear that this is actually an ad for a product that you can buy, but it should be. Play it for the people. A little funny.
Has this ever happened to you? You're sitting in court again, under pressure and stress, and then a warm feeling comes over you, uncomfortably warm.
Uh-oh.
It's pressure, all right. Down there. That's when you need Trump Diapers. Trump Diapers, the elite adults incontinence product for owning libs on the go, while you go. Trump Diapers contain a comforting, patent-pending fiber that's the ultimate in pulling fluids from your delicate orange skin.
I always look orange.
With Trump Diapers, you can sit all day in luxurious comfort, whether you're busy ending democracy or just rage posting on social media without consequence. Trump Diapers let you spread Russian propaganda all day in dry comfort. And Trump Diapers make insurrection easy. You'll never need to poop in the Capitol again. Trump Diapers, for when you're losing your shit in more ways than one.
Oh, that's great. Oh, my God. Owning the libs on the go while you go. That's pretty good stuff, Lincoln Project.
844-967-2789. Dick, amongst the most patient, appreciated, Dick. Welcome. What do you got for us?
Hello, Dick.
Well, hi, guys. It's hard to follow some of the intellectual giants you've had on earlier. But in all sincerity, Gary from Sussex, I have tremendous respect for. I used to have a small business in the 90s until 2003 that was a mom and pop. But what I don't understand, Gary, you bring up this thing about Clinton. Why not bring up Kennedy and then Eisenhower, who had an affair with his secretary in World War II? These are all non-issues. But what is an issue is this guy that you support it literally screwed all kinds of vendors like you, heating and air conditioning people, electricians, right on down the line. And you're down with that?
When you're a big star, they just let you do it, Dick.
Oh, okay. I guess I had that part wrong.
Appreciate you. That's a excellent criticism, Dick. I mean, hell, there are people, and if you live long enough, you got some really good friends in life, I'd like to think. Dom and I, at least third best friends. And also, you create an enemies list, at least if you're Crudy. And I've got some enemies. And if you want to get on that list, have an outstanding invoice open for some period of years. You know, don't pay me money you know you owe me. And I'm not saying, you know, I'm going to chase you to court, but in between my ears, I'm going to know forever.
I know. No, and thanks for the call.
And drop that poker game. That was absolutely real money we were playing for.
I paid my debts.
I haven't seen Jeff since. He knows.
You know, and to Dick's point, this isn't about, you know, the rape or the fraud. I mean, it's non-payment. I mean, it shows to the character of the guy. And the thing that bothers me the most is he's such a POS, and he's got a lot of people that I think otherwise would be decent human beings following him. And just casting aside whatever they claim to be the morals or their philosophies, whatever that is. And for whatever reason, just none of that stuff matters now, because this is your guy. You've been embraced Donald Trump. And if you were a fiscal conservative, forget it, man. Trump had like $8 trillion under his administration. So that's not it. You know what I'm saying? If you were like, oh, he says America first, but then why all the dealings with the Russia? Why the capitulation to Putin in Helsinki? That doesn't come across as a strong leader. I mean, if you believe his own chief of staff at the time, talking about the suckers and losers that died in World War II. Why would they do that? You know, this goes to the come on. Oh, and we backed the blue, but then, you know, his followers are beating the hell out of the DC police. It doesn't, almost everything you look at, you can find a contradiction for those that continue to follow them, that claim they're some sort of conservative. And look at all the conservatives that have left the Republican Party. I mean, that last goof we played, that's the Wilson Project, right?
Yeah.
Or the Lincoln Project.
Trigg V. Olson, Rick Wilson, many others.
Conservatives, man. You know, Mitt Romney. Mitt Romney's calling. When Mitt Romney's talking about paying someone to not have sex with you, I mean, Mitt Romney and the Mormon? Oh, my God. You know what I'm saying? Paul Ryan. These are all these cats, according to the new Republican Party, are nothing but rhinos, if you believe what they're saying. And it's hard for me, and I'd love to hear from the megas out there. If you believe in something and Donald Trump goes against it, why do you cast it aside so quickly in support of Donald Trump?
Because Gary would readily set aside Mrs. Gary for a little porn star action on the side, I suspect. 844-967-2789.
I don't believe Gary would do that at all, but he's willing to vote for a guy who does that. Apparently not a problem.
Did I not point out this show, Dom? A cesspool of Vice Friday edition. 844-967-2789. Kenneth from Stoughton, welcome. What do you got for us, sir?
Hey, Kenneth.
Well, I'm going to echo the sentiments just expressed here. My grievances with the fake electors, it's probably mild compared to nowadays, but one, when they were doing it, didn't they have a little twinge of conscience to say, this is bullshit, this is not good, I mean, this is not right. Secondly, the leader of the bunch went on 60 Minutes and said, well, Trump and his henchmen might come after me and my family, and then we find out the whole scheme was cooked up in Wisconsin to start with. But to me, it's like, you guys are 10 supposedly upstanding Republican, moral, upright people, and you didn't just say, this is wrong, this is not right to start with. I mean, it's minor, but why would you even do it in the first place? I mean, don't you have a little shred of dignity to say, I'm not doing that. I'm, that's bullshit.
Yeah, it is challenging. I don't necessarily, you know, we'd like to think that guys like Andrew Hitt, the former head of the Republican Party in the state of Wisconsin, who went on 60 Minutes, he essentially said it was very, very, very tough time and very scary time, and we didn't know what we were doing. You know, I don't buy it. I just don't buy it, Kenneth. I think the guy's an attorney. He's smart enough. He knows enough. He said this was a terrible idea. It's going to fail. In their secret communications to each other, text messages to each other. And I think what, you know, one of our problems is to necessarily, you know, assign any sort of character or morality onto anybody else, man. You take them for what they got. And when you see a guy get out in front of, like Andrew Hitt did, that made zero sense to me for him to get up there before. And nobody else, where is all these other states, all these other issues, no one else got out in front of it. Like, what is it about Andrew Hitt? What is it about this effort here in the state of Wisconsin, which apparently, if it did not happen here, you believe the reporting and the conversation, it would not have gone anywhere else. We started this. It started in Wisconsin. It started with Andrew Hitt. It started with Cheesebro in the room, in the Capitol, during the pandemic. Who did we talked about it yesterday? This was an effort by them to overturn the election. And I have to believe, I haven't seen other than Andrew Hitt saying, well, you know, I don't know, were you scared or did you not know? Because I feel like kind of throw everything against the wall. It'd be really nice to get some, I don't know, subpoenas and look at the data, look at the text messages, look at the emails, look at the conversations, get people under oath to find out who knew what and when, instead of all this, you know, the civil case. Well, that's been settled. Well, here's what we found out because of the civil case. Oh, we promised not to do it again. You guys sent fraudulent documents through the mail, for crying out loud. And isn't that already mail fraud? So no, I think these guys should absolutely be punished for their actions. Because right now, in the state of Wisconsin, unlike Nevada, unlike Arizona, unlike Michigan, unlike Georgia, they're walking around like, no big deal. Everybody does it. And a coup that goes unpunished is just a trial run. Thanks for the call, Kenneth.
Dom, I have heard said, and I believe, character is what you do when you think nobody's watching. You know, do you cheat on your wife? Do you cheat on your golf game? Do you cheat on your taxes? Do you cheat on your country, let's say? And I would say, check most of those boxes. Donald Trump, check them all like 10 times. But they lack what I would describe as personal character. Because you know what? If a buddy of mine, if a guy I admired, if I found out they were cheating on their country, cheating on their taxes, cheating on their wife, I'd have a hard time forgiving those things because they go against my character. If I can forgive that behavior, doesn't that speak to my character?
Of course it does. Absolutely, it doesn't.
I can't be
does.
A good Christian and be okay with what I perceive to be less than Christian attitudes, right?
Yeah, you can't, because all you got to do is ask for forgiveness, so you're now forgiven. See how easy that was? No, because there's no consistency.
Excellent
there, man.
Logic.
That's a problem. That's a problem, man. I expect you and I have a conversation. We know where we're coming from. We know what we're talking about. We're consistent generally. I'm not saying you can't evolve in your beliefs, that new facts cannot come to light and you come to a different opinion. I'm talking about the consistency of character. And we do see, if there is any consistency out of Donald Trump, is he is consistently a POS in every way, shape, or form. I wouldn't want to do business with a guy. I wouldn't want the guy babysitting my family. I wouldn't want to pick my wife up at the airport. I don't want anything. I don't want the guy having national secrets. I don't want his finger on the button. I don't believe a word this guy freaking says. The guy came out of court yesterday and said, because of the gag order, I can't testify. Well, of course, that's absolute bunk and BS. But half of you megas, you're believing that. And Judge Mershon had to get up into this morning and clarify, oh, Mr. Trump, just to be very clear, you could absolutely testify if you wish.
I'll look forward to it.
The guy lies with such regularity about everything. It is absolutely hard to keep track. I get flustered sometimes. I go back and I got a terrible memory, Kurt. That's why we do a show together. But going back to the Mueller report from the Access Hollywood, hell, even Hope Hicks today, what's the first thing? Deny, deny, deny. And she's the character witness. She's the best witness they've had, quote unquote, so far, because she doesn't come with a slimy tabloid baggage. And what was her advice She's a consultant now, right? What was her advice at the time? Deny, 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 until you couldn't deny it.
We are the Devil's Advocates. It's a Friday afternoon. The Brewers won. That's good news.
Hey, all right. Sorry, Bucks.
Bucks are done. It's going to be a beautiful weekend. Crudy's going to the Wisconsin Grassroots Network Festival at Lawrence University. I am keynote speaker number 4, Dom. That's got to be at least one of the top 4 most important keynote speakers.
Definitely.
I'm going off early afternoon, like 1:15. I thought I saw Tom when he got to his port of call, stopped and sent me the calendar. Very kind of you, Tom.
All right, thanks, Tom.
Alan Minsky. He's a early morning speaker. Dr. Kristen Lierley is going to be there. She's the either keynote 2 or number 3. Yours truly, I'm in the mix. You know, I'm in the top 22 keynote speakers. I feel quite confident. Come back with us. We're at least number 22 in your heart. 844-967-2789. Dom, you're at least my 3rd best friend.
Thanks, buddy.
Devil's Advocates know how to kick ass and chew bubblegum, and we're all out of bubblegum.
And thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show, our last segment of the day. If you got something to say, hit us up right now, 844-967-2789. Creed, let me just throw this one out there. I mentioned it before. Trump yesterday, when he left court, said, "I'm not allowed to testify because of the unconstitutional gag order. We're appealing the gag order, so let's see what happens." Now, when he said that, he kind of looked back at his attorney, who obviously knew better, who kind of gave him the yes, no, side, maybe, I don't know, right, I'm not allowed to testify, right? He did that kind of thing, looking for support from his attorney. Well, today, the judge, you know, talked directly to Trump, putting him right. Here's what the judge said. "There may be a misunderstanding how it impacts Trump's right to testify," referring to the gag order. "I want to say to Mr. Trump, you have an absolute right to testify. The order restricting extrajudicial statements does not restrict you from testifying in any way. As the name of the order indicates, it only applies to extrajudicial statements." So Donald Trump got out yesterday, lied to the nation, to the world, about something very basic and verifiable, and the judge set his ass straight today. So my question to all you megas out there, is there a check mark? Is there a list? Do you deduct
crooked
anything?
Judge.
You know?
Big trial.
You can testify the whole thing, but this is how you know. It's like the cult leader that says, "Today is the day I'm going to get risen up to the sky." And, of course, that crap doesn't happen, and they all go back to the hut or the house, and like nothing ever happened once their leader doesn't ascend into heaven. Like it never happened. The guy does it all the time. How is it a cult? Because you never, ever, ever keep track of the BS when he comes up with a straight-up lie. You don't mark it against him. You just think, what? Oh, no big deal. It's okay. So how do you distinguish then, as the mega cult follower, truth and reality from lies and spin and total BS? You don't. That's the problem. That's a cult.
It's locker room talk. 844-967-2789. Our pal, Wisco Paul. How you doing, Paulie?
Hey, Paulie.
Hey, I'm doing okay. Thanks for taking my call, Devils. Happy Friday to you guys.
Happy Friday, man.
Yeah, G6 was an organized effort to take our vote away. And one of the ringleaders, Ron Johnson, is our senator again. I don't know how that happened. But, hey, I got a grievance here. I got to get this one off my chest here. And it's Kristi Noem, the governor of South Dakota, that took a dog out to a gravel pit and shot it. And it was a bird dog, and now she claims it attacked livestock. I raised bird dogs. I was an avid pheasant hunter, duck hunter, waterfowl, if you will. Bird dogs do not attack livestock. In fact, they are taught to retrieve pheasants, ducks, quail, whatever you're hunting.
But specifically, Paul, and I'm not one to defend Noam, but I believe she's talking about the chickens. The dog went out and out of her car. She's talking to one of the neighbors, and the dog got out and attacked all their chickens.
You don't take a dog that attacked a chicken out to a gravel pit and shoot it. That's what I'm. That's my grievance.
Paulie,
you just don't do that.
Well, yeah. She later said it was a danger to her family, which is not what she wrote in her book. But now there's some other inconsistencies coming out. I read just this afternoon, Paulie, listen to this. Christy Noem in her book claims she met Kim Jong-un, but her own staff is already sort of acknowledging that never happened. But above and beyond that, during the telling of the story, Christy Noem says, well, what Kim Jong-un didn't know is I'm a Sunday school teacher, and I've been looking down little tyrants for years. So the children in her Sunday school class, she looks at as little tyrants. That's the same attitude she had about the puppy. Don't go out to the gravel pit with her. That's all I got to say.
Well, what she said in her book and what she's saying now, she's walking back what she said in her book. But there's no reason to go out.
Ironically, the book called Never Back Down. And she's backing down.
Oh, for God's sake.
You're not back down.
Yeah, well. Well, I don't know why there's two Dakotas to begin with, but at any rate, if you're a dog.
Because one wasn't enough and three is too many, Paul.
There you go. Thanks for setting me straight on that. But anyway, she's my grievance. A dog attacks a chicken or whatever, you don't take it out to a gravel pit and shoot it. If anything, maybe take it, if it's that bad, take it to a vet and have them euthanize it. Something humane, for goodness sake. I mean, and maybe if she would have got her story right in the book to begin with, maybe. But if somebody can defend this, hey, I had to get that off my chest, man, because I raised bird dogs, love my dogs, Springers, and German short hairs, and it just totally amazes me why anybody would do that. Okay, all right, time for some spotted cow. And to go eat some fish with Mrs. Wisco. Thanks for letting me vent.
Have a great weekend, Paulie.
Right on, Paulie. Paul, appreciate you.
Sounds like he's got the recipe for a great Friday night, doesn't it?
Yeah, he does.
A cesspool of vice Friday edition. Here's the difference between our college roommate, Joe, who loved the vice in the setting, as we all do. You know, let's face facts.
Right? Come on, who are we kidding?
And Christy Noem. Christy, you deny everything. You don't write a book about it. You don't tell people.
Why are you trying to impress the Orange Messiah, man? And he hates dogs. So what better way to get in as a VP pick to show to your cult leader that you hate dogs just as much as he does? And let me tell you how.
They're all down at Mar-a-Lago, including Christy Noem, this weekend. Bunch of private donors auditioning to be the vice president. If he invites you out, you might get some furniture out of it, Christy Noem. If you see the tic-tacs coming, watch out. Folks, we are the Devil's Advocates. Hope you have a wonderful weekend. I know I'm going to have a good time, Dom. Throwing the Jordan Love boat into the lake.
Oh, be careful out there, Critty.
I even got it registered. I'm totally legal. The LAF sign I can take off the back. Have a great weekend. Thanks, Rich. Be well. See you Monday.